Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
The shipping continues as we continue to ship the ultimate MCU ships.
This is Same Day Shipping, the show where we geek out over real love and fake relationships.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Colin.
I'm Kelly.
And I'm Patrick.
All right, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're here. We are halfway through the Sweet 16.
Uh-huh.
We have four ships that we're going to talk about today, and only two will move on to the Elite Eight.
Perfect.
So,
here
it's
we go.
Heating up.
It is. Okay,
I'm
so
excited.
Our first one is a very canon ship versus a ship that has not sailed and may not sail.
Mm.
And I have maybe an OTP that's going to would block it. But let's hear what y'all have to say about
okay,
Steve Rogers, Peggy Carter on one side versus Thor, Valkyrie.
I mean, I'm remembering the conversation we had to advance Thor and Valkyrie.
Uh-huh.
And I still like it where she's just sort of kind of bring him along, and he hasn't got laid since Jane, so we're all sort of just fine with that. So
right.
I
have a pitch.
Is that where
that
we landed on it?
I thought that was maybe that's just where I landed.
I sure. think we liked that, or y'all liked that. I think
already establishing okay, Ryan versus everyone else dynamic.
No, well, Ryan.
I just want the record to
Ryan
show that is
about
you
to propose
doing that.
Something
okay,
that is very unconventional and kind of blows up. This is very anti-rules of me.
Let's do it. Let's
I want us
whatever
to do
is,
a
do
last
it.
Minute substitution.
What?
Because
huh?
things have developed in
yes.
fandom.
Yes. I love this.
I'm going to throw Thor Valkyrie to the curb, sub it for
Captain Marvel Valkyrie. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then,
yeah.
guys, then I'm in a much tougher spot because you guys know how I feel about Peggy Carter. I love this woman.
Yeah,
I admire. I have a doll of her. I know you guys don't think Funkos are worthwhile, but I got one. I'm gonna keep. I didn't get rid of it when I threw away a bunch of my shit.
That is true. I do not think Funkos are worthwhile.
I know. Yeah. No, I know.
Kelly and I went on a,
you
a
went
thing
on
about
record.
Them recently.
On record.
Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious.
But we were. I think fair.
I haven't listened to it yet because I'm afraid it's gonna hurt my feelings.
No. We were like. It's fine if you like them.
Yeah, that would probably hurt
but
my
like
feelings.
We do,
but
not.
We don't.
Yeah,
like I'm not saying like they're stupid. That's like dumb to say. I personally don't like them.
Yeah, but then I think we turned and went more hard
a little
on
harder.
Them.
Well,
you
and
probably
then at the,
yeah, you probably hurt my feelings. I don't
probably
just listen to it. This is enough. I've been imagining what you guys have said about it this whole time. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
I'm not getting rid of my Peggy Carter Funko.
No, I nor
she
should
and Bojack
you.
Horseman will sit in my new apartment on the mantle and be happy friends.
So, okay, the first order of business is, are we going to allow this substitution? I think we need to unanimously agree to it. Otherwise, I say we can't do it.
Okay.
Is there precedent for such a thing? For someone to be removed from a tournament mm-hmm. in place of someone who we just like better? Is this a thing that has ever happened in sports or fandom or any sort of listicles?
I think it happens in sequels.
Like recasting?
Yeah. Like people, Iron Man.
Iron Man.
Like getting a new War Machine.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So we went for someone we like better. This is our Don Cheadle.
This is a Don. So it's established that there's precedent in the MCU for this right. kind of move.
Right.
Take the guy who invented his own kind of math, who everyone says is a nightmare to work with, and replace
is that
him
true?
With everyone's favorite person to work with.
What kind of math what, did he invent?
Yeah, what's the math?
I think it might be called like Howardian trigonometry
Wait,
or something.
What?
He invented his own like trigonometry.
Why?
He's like 1 + 1 does not equal 2.
All right, like is that not like more.
Imaginary numbers?
I think it's
like
one
imaginary
plus,
numbers.
It's either Those 1 + 1 yeah. equals 3, or 1 + I think it's 1 + 1 equals 3.
Are we counting the plus? Is that how we got
Possibly,
there?
Possibly. I don't know. I don't subscribe to Terrence Howardian trigonometry.
So is this related or unrelated to how hard he is to work with?
I think he is eccentric that, and mm-hmm. has been given the ability to get more and more eccentric by money and power.
That if, so, it feels like his own math has got to be a symptom of what makes him difficult
I
to
think,
work with.
Yeah, I
yeah.
think there,
like, I
it's
think
like
he's. Step- I don't think he's probably a. I don't think he's mean to like to all people. I don't think he's like a. He's not like a miser. He's not like a cruel. He's not Mr. Potter.
He's just talking
okay.
about.
Okay.
The worst thing.
Okay. Okay.
That's the worst person you could be to me. Apparently.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a pretty bad person.
I mean, or all even- Mr. Potter did was find the money.
Oh my god.
Possession is 9/10 of the law. That's all. You're the law follower, Mogi. He just found a basket of money.
Law followers be damned. We're talking about breaking laws and establishing new laws. Yes.
And I think that the power of the Carol Danvers Valkyrie potential is just simmering.
I'll vote to allow this, but I'm going to need to get filled in a little about this because I actually had not heard about this. I was reacting to the end of the trailer. I thought y'all were going to ship Carol and Thor because, ooh, them sexy bedroom eyes those guys were making at each other.
Well, so
I don't know that she was making them at him.
I think that they were both giving me a boner. That's all I'm going to say.
Well,
I was boned up
well, here's the
at
thing.
The end of that trailer.
We know, right, that Thor is a bisexual icon, correct?
Okay, correct.
Yeah. And so is
so
Valkyrie.
Is Valkyrie, right.
Yeah.
So I think maybe he's like, hello, maybe a third. And she's like, or maybe let's do some Terrence Howard math. The three of us plus together
is
me and Valkyrie.
Let's do some Terrence Howard math.
1 + 1 equals thruple.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, so now will we then make this substitute ship actually Valkyrie Captain Marvel, or do we make it the thruple?
I was just looking for a little context for the Valkyrie Captain Marvel thing because I just haven't heard.
It's 100% Tessa Thompson and Brie Larson retweeting fan. Because you know I don't lurk on DeviantArt as much as maybe other members of the crew do. So I would think
I deleted the app. I also
you
took
did?
Twitter and Instagram off my
okay.
phone. I'm going through a cleanse.
Okay.
Oh,
I
you
think
are.
That if
a
you were
bit.
On DeviantArt, you would know. All
I would have seen it.
Okay. Yeah.
But it is bubbled up to Twitter and Instagram
yes,
as well.
And Tessa Thompson and Brie Larson have retweeted it and have like commented, like have talked, have added each other. Like,
so they're kind of having fun.
Yeah,
with
yeah they're kind of like, oh, it. Brie Larson, they're at it
and
again.
And
ooh,
I will also be
okay,
honest.
Okay, that's kind of fun.
There are people who found the relationship between Carol and her best friend in the movie
mm-hmm.
to have some like sexual underlayers. I did not see that.
I shipped it.
No, you
sure,
did.
Sure. Yeah. I didn't feel like it was. I didn't feel like there was any like thing happening in IRL. Like
no.
I think if they kissed at the end, it would have felt like it was their first kiss. Not that they
oh,
were
that
lovers
they
this whole
reunited.
Time. I didn't get that vibe from them.
I think they've never hooked up.
Okay,
maybe, but like there is maybe something there, but I don't think they've hooked up before.
Okay,
I didn't get that vibe.
Yeah. But anyway, but I could get that Valkyrie meets Carol meets Captain Marvel. And shit gets real.
Sparks.
And poor Thor gets left out. Honestly, I don't think I ship the thruple because I just love the idea of Thor getting left out.
And now, so
that would make me so happy.
Thor is becoming the biggest incel in
but
fucking
like,
the Marvel
But he's such
MCU.
A babe. That's what, He's so nice. He'd be okay with it.
That's so funny.
I think that's the thing. He would be sad for a second, yes, and then he would move on. He would do other things.
Yeah. Oh my God. Could you imagine? So
yeah.
Thor and Valkyrie like land on Earth, and you think he's like, oh my God, this is about to finally happen.
Yeah.
It's like they're like looking into each other's eyes, and then all of a sudden there's like a rack focus, and Valkyrie sees Captain Marvel like over his shoulder.
Yes.
It's over.
And she's like, and yeah, she's... oh, hello.
Yeah.
Thor's just like left in the dust. Yeah. I ship it just for that hilarious scenario. Yeah.
I think just in general, I don't think we can introduce a throuple just because then it's like,
what about all the other throuples?
Yes.
Yeah. That's fair. So
I did this to myself.
Do we have unanimous consent on that though?
Yeah, I'm in.
Thumbs up.
Okay.
Okay.
So now the matchup is Steve Rogers,
Peggy Carter versus mm-hmm. Valkyrie, Captain Marvel. Should we vote?
Yes.
Do you want to say anything for your Steve Rogers ship before we vote it down?
I told you guys before. I think I've been through the points. I think that I'm okay that this is the SDS MCU ship bracket.
Yes.
This is not about purity of heart or like romance.
Uh-huh.
It's about the things that we ship.
Right.
So, yeah, you guys have seen the movies. You've seen the canon. You know what's up. You know Steve Rogers is a sweet boy, and he lost the love of his life when they were separated by time and age. She did. He didn't.
Right.
Haley Atwell.
He did not time.
No.
She timed.
Haley Atwell is a babe,
mm-hmm.
and she's awesome, and she's super capable, and she had an awesome life as Peggy Carter.
But so little of it actually included
him.
Steve Rogers. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but he was always in her heart, you guys.
I agree with this. I agree.
I know he was always in her heart, but
no.
The second he got back, he was like, yo, but your niece.
No, he...
He was like, yo, no, but this niece.
He visited his best gal.
He visited his best gal.
And he was like, wow, you're old. Well, where's your niece?
So dying. Is there like any hot relatives?
He did not hook up with the niece until right after the funeral.
Yeah, you're right. He was like, he
respect.
Yeah, no, I will say post-funeral sex is among some of the greatest you can
see. His like funeral outfit was like a stripper ripoff outfit that like took it off, and then he was wearing like, I'm gonna hook up with a niece of a dead lady I like.
Oh my God, how disappointed would you be if this one. Steve Rogers did a ripoff outfit and that was just his naked body and not the suit? I'd be like, oh, okay.
Yeah, like no, he's doing a Superman like, reveal, but he didn't pre-dress as Captain America.
Oh, I guess. All right. I mean,
I'd be like, oh, I mean, but we've seen that.
Yeah, it's not.
He's just got the whipped cream, you're saying?
Yeah.
all right.
We need to vote.
Also, just so we're all, I guess there's still one. Is there one? Yeah, there's one Steve ship otherwise left in the bracket.
Oh my God, you're so, just it's insane. It's insane.
The matchups go how the matchups go.
But Steve Rogers.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
Okay, would we have the matchup that we have right now if it weren't for me? Anyone tell me they needed me to bring in a ringer?
Would we be doing this tournament at all if it weren't for
you?
No.
We would have talked about it. Okay.
Also, I understand your concern about not enough Steve Rogers.
No, I'm just saying the things that are true. Let's just vote, guys.
Okay. Okay.
Are we doing like countdown?
Yeah.
Okay.
Three, two, one.
Captain Marvel and Valkyrie.
Okay.
Sorry.
Not
Sereno.
Okay.
Who's next?
These are much less probable. We'll see.
These are much less ones we care about.
I think they're more complicated. And one of the shows, again,
okay,
only I've seen a couple episodes and Collins watched it.
Is this a Runaways?
Okay.
Wakabi and okay. Oh, shit.
Okoye.
My mouth doesn't want to make that sound. Okoye versus Nico Carolina.
Nico and Carolina is my vote.
Can you tell us about it?
Okay. So they're runaways, right?
Okay, but they are. All right. So maybe Colin didn't watch the show because.
I did watch it. They ran away.
Run away.
They did. Season 2, they run away.
All right.
In season two, they're on the run.
Okay.
No, there is actually...
Colin's like three episodes into season two.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell because we share a Hulu account.
Are you getting bail bonds commercials?
I am not, still.
We share a Hulu account is the most generous way you could have put that.
Colin uses my Hulu account.
Okay, no, tell us about this coupling.
There is a really nice episode where after there's like a tragic loss for the team and, you know, there's some bad stuff going on. Like, they're having some trouble with Alex. He's not being a good team member and stuff like that. And Nico and Carolina are, they're all like camped out at this dump.
Yeah.
And it's, or not a dump, I'm sorry. It's like a homeless encampment.
Oh.
I don't know. It's a homeless encampment.
Okay. it's a real dump.
It's a real. That's so mean.
I know you said it.
I mean, it's probably not nice.
What
right?
I said, what I actually
it probably
said,
is a real dump.
It's not a dump. It's almost a gamut.
Sure.
I guess technically, I did call it a dump first.
But you were saying like a dump, a dump, like where
you
Heathcliff
were saying there's
lives.
Trash, but Heathcliff
in my mind, I was
the
picturing,
cat? Oh, he doesn't live in the dump.
Well, I mean,
he
lives in an the alley. Other cat. There's the other cat who lives in
garbage cat.
Is that his name? Garbage cat?
No,
garbage
alley cat. Alley.
There's a cat who has like a white, like puppy hat.
No. And
no, but the top cats do work in a junkyard,
Heathcliff,
right?
I no, think no, no, Heathcliff that's... knows your guy.
Yeah.
Heathcliff is familiar.
The top cat is a yellow cat like... who wears a hat, and he's like, he's
okay,
flipping a coin
I'm gonna
all
look
the time.
It up.
There's
that
okay.
guy's top cat?
That's top cat. Because I voted for him in the Cartoon Network, who's going to be president of the Cartoon Network back in the day.
I think I voted for Space Ghost.
The one
yeah?
we're talking
about. Oh, Space Ghost.
Oh, Space Ghost would have been good.
Yeah.
That's sort of like voting for Jon Stewart for president.
Yeah. But for Cartoon Network.
Do you guys recall who won that election? And I think it was the only one they ever did. So still standing president of Cartoon Network.
Oh, my not? God. I think Heathcliff might be the cat.
No
it's Heathcliff's. It's the other
it's
cartoon
the
that's
from the
part
street.
The Cadillac Cats?
It's the Cadillac Cats.
Yes, who's
Cats?
The leader of the Cadillac Cats? Is it Top
he's
Cat?
He's small and he's got like a cane.
He's got a big attitude, though.
Yeah, and his,
and
his lady,
girlfriend.
Who is like human-sized.
She's way too big.
And human proportions.
Oh, is she all white?
Yes.
Yeah, she's got boobs, I think.
She definitely has boobs. She has like pink trim around like her.
Oh, this I gotta see.
Oh my God, wait, is he gray and he wears goggles?
No,
this is not the cat. That's not him.
What?
It's
the
a
fuck?
Different it's a different cat.
I wonder if it is Top Cat. Let's check
Riff
this out.
Raff.
Street
Orange,
rat.
Short, tough, streetwise. Buy that.
Let me see.
Alley Cat. Oh, there's no photos of him.
Okay, this is Top Cat. That's not who we're talking
no,
about.
No, we are not.
He's like a white cat. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
No!
Okay, do you want to hear? Do you want to hear about Riff Raff?
He's with
oh,
like...
wait. This is also Top Cat, but that's also still not who we're talking about.
That's who.
That's
okay.
a cooler yeah. Top.
There's... Okay, the
that's
leader.
Who Top Cat is.
Okay, the yeah. leader is Riff
Raff. He's not always wearing a
turban. I mean, I'm sure it was part of some gambit. He's always running scams.
I think
and
they're
stuff
like
get more
stray cats, garbage cats.
They're the Cadillac Cats.
I think that's right.
They formed the second half of each episode of Heathcliff.
Yes.
Riff Raff has get-rich-quick schemes and searches for food.
Maybe it is.
He is a short, tough, streetwise alley cat whose main residence is one half of an old transport plane,
right,
which stood precariously
like...
at the top of
no.
a pile of junk.
No, it is.
Wait, it is. Wait,
right,
you're right. It is. It's this guy. That's
yes.
Riff Raff?
That's Riff Raff.
That's
correct.
Riff Raff.
He's
I don't know
orange.
That cat.
Oh, you would love this cat.
He fancies
yeah.
himself
he's
incredibly debonair, even though he's an alley cat. He often had get famous and or get rich quick schemes, which formed the basis of many episodes.
Oh my God, his girlfriend's so hot.
She's so hot.
Wait, that's look, his girlfriend?
Look at his girlfriend.
Too hot to be a cat.
Oh, wow.
She's like Cleo.
Her name is Cleo.
I think
she is too
she lives
hot.
In a music
you
store.
You know who she would seduce?
Who would she seduce?
Gadget.
Yeah.
Gadget would be like Rangers? Tinkering. Yeah, she'd be tinkering and she looks up and there's
that's
Cleo.
Pretty dangerous.
Yeah.
Is it responsible to ship a mouse and a cat?
I think... The
first
seduction
all,
is a fucking...
Is Gadget a mouse? She is, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, no, so... I also want to replace Gadget... Let's sub in Gadget and... what is this cat's name?
Cleo.
Yeah, let's
the
get them into
cat.
The bracket as well now.
For which? For Wakabi and Okoye?
Sure.
Because we're not voting for that. They are not supportive of each other.
They're not.
Things are... We have not seen that... You know what? He could show up for her in... Infinity in Endgame.
Right, said,
but we don't know.
We don't have that information.
Yeah,
yet.
We don't know that.
Yeah.
Or we could get some flashbacks that could make me ship it, I think.
Right. I guess right now all we've seen is like the relationship tested and like kind of fail.
Yeah. I mean, I think they're still together in the
They are?
I think so.
Yeah. They have not had time to talk. They need to sit down and talk about what happened.
They each went to visit Bucky individually in that tent.
That's true.
Okay, so we have a different ship.
Yeah, we gotta ship that ship.
I'm trying to get Bucky back in the tournament. Okay, no, just give us a very... We're talkers.
Uh-huh.
But give us a tight...
So they're in the
of why...
Well, there is this very, like, sweet moment. They're kind of like, the team is at a very low point, and they, like, sneak away, and Nico is kind of like, hey, I'm super horny right now. And then,
like, literally says that?
No, but that was the subtext.
Okay.
She was like,
I'm restless.
Subtextual horniness.
Subtextual horniness.
Okay. Because she's a teenager. That'd be pretty bold of her to say.
Yeah, this is the opposite of Colin's boner from before.
Mm. Wait, that is
textual horniness.
Oh, the hammer flying through the air. Yeah. I'm like, I like that one. That shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty on the nose horniness. What was I saying?
She told so they're Caroline in the dump. She was horny.
Oh, yeah. And Caroline is just kind of like, you know, it's not appropriate right now. We're all like, let's not doink at this exact
Have they been
moment.
Together all along?
Yes, they have. Okay. They're like a couple at this point. They're full on holding hands and shit.
full on holding hands. Okay, so they're in the dump encampment. And then Nico's I'm horny, let's do this. And Caroline is like, not quite appropriate. Alex isn't acting like a leader right now.
Mm-hmm. He's just gone at this point.
Okay.
And then they're like, okay, fine. And they just like kind of have a sweet cuddle instead. And they talk about what they're going to do as like a team and a group. It's just kind of a sweet moment.
No, that's
moment.
Sweet.
They're like a good teen couple. Like, I feel like their circumstances are a bit extreme.
Mm-hmm.
But, and then I forgot about the thing with Nico's mom. Oh my gosh, they got into a big fight because Nico's mom fucking almost killed everybody.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that was fucking intense. And then Nico got all pissed off and she like ran off. I was like, fuck all you guys. Like, none of you understand what it's like to have your mom try to kill you.
And then
it's
is like, Carolina there for her?
She was one of the people who was almost killed. And she, after a minute, she was like, okay, I'm gonna like still support you and be your girlfriend and stuff like that. So
that sounds sweet.
All right, yeah, they're not bad.
I'll vote for it.
Moving on to the next round.
Pew, pew, pew.
All right, we did it, guys.
Yeah. Well, we'll finish it up, or we'll finish getting to the Elite Eight next week, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is exciting.
Mm-hmm.
It is. It's big stuff. It's like huge.
Huge.
It's like elephant sized.
Uh-huh. But wouldn't it be cute if it was a little elephant with just big ears?
Oh my God, his ears are so big. Guys, Dumbo's out today, so we're talking Dumbo ships.
Yes.
Dumbo.
Dumbo ships.
You can take it any direction Dumbo drags you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which I heard Colin earlier say circus ships. So I think that's the direction that he took it.
Yeah. Well, I've never seen Dumbo.
Oh,
in its entirety.
Don't do it.
Nah.
Yeah,
not very good.
So unless you want to watch something, like it's, okay, one, it's also, it's very racist.
It's very racist.
Okay.
Like it's probably the most racist thing that Disney lets out of the vault.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's like Song of the South, which is also racist, but like Disney's realized it's racist and like won't release it.
Mm.
But Dumbo.
But Splash Mountain is still Splash Mountain,
which
is so weird to me.
It's very weird.
Well, the story of Briar Rabbit isn't a bat, isn't racist. Really?
Oh, the story of Briar Rabbit is super fucking racist.
No.
My friend showed me a paper copy of it, and I'm like, that's more fucked up than any copy I've ever seen.
We had a book growing up in my home that I got in a huge fight with my dad about because it literally was called Br'er Rabbit and the Tar Baby. And I was like, Dad, this is racist. And he's like, no, it's not. And I was like, how can you, like, I don't, how? I don't know how else to say the title that, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know how else to explain it.
You have to use a racial slur.
Yes.
In order to say the name of the story.
It was,
it's
like,
racist.
It's so fucked up. It's so bad.
Then did you see the illustrations of the titular Yes. Yeah, it's horrifying.
No, because we had it in my home growing up. It is horrifying.
Yeah.
Really fucking bad.
Not great example of...
I'm just saying they should make a new Splash Mountain movie that has nothing to do and just reclaim the branding.
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with these racist old stories.
So Splash Mountain is from Briar Rabbit?
No, yes.
But
it's from Song of the South, which is a movie they made that Briar Rabbit... It was almost like... It was a bunch of stories.
Oh, okay.
And one of the stories... And they were all told by a gentleman named Uncle Remus.
Mm.
And one of the stories is the story of Briar Rabbit.
Gotcha. Okay.
But
which is what Splash Mountain
that's
is
That's what Splash Mountain
on.
Is based yeah. on. Ah. The Don't Throw Me in the Briars.
Mm.
But he's from the Briars. Anyway.
Colin, what was your ship?
What? Oh, yeah. So my ship is indeed a circus thing because I know that Dumbo comes from the circus. And they are two members, the founding members, if you will, of a wonderful circus performing team.
Are these the Ringling Brothers?
No, they're not the Ringling Brothers. It is not Barnum. It is not Bailey.
Okay, all right. What could it be? Oh, is this a Jackman ship?
This is John and Mary, the Fantastic Flying Graysons.
Oh, what a good ship.
I love them.
Do we know a lot about them?
I made a lot up in my mind.
I think you got it, yeah. Here's the thing. Their offspring is a great dude. Mm-hmm. Dick Grayson, first Robin, and then Nightwing.
Mm.
Great guy.
Great guy. He's driven. He's intelligent. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Sometimes he says things like, fuck Batman.
Sometimes he says things like, fuck Batman.
I didn't see that in context, though. Maybe Batman was being a real pill.
All right, fair.
I don't know. I only saw the trailer for that because the DC Network.
Evidently, Batman kills. Thank you, Zack Snyder.
Oh, yeah. Well, the Christian Bale Batman we've seen shoot missiles at people.
Sure.
Yeah, but we didn't see the bodies.
Oh, that's true. It doesn't count.
They could have walked it off.
Uh-huh. I was thinking about that when we were talking about Daredevil. The series, and you're like, Daredevil, someone said, like, Daredevil doesn't kill people. It might have even been me. And then I was thinking, Daredevil fucking just dropped a dude head first off a fucking building. Like, he technically may. And then I remember he's like, I could hear him breathing. It's like, but
he could have died.
For how long? Like, will he ever walk again? Can he speak? Is he fucking...
Also, how's he going to pay those medical bills?
That's the other thing.
Like,
and also,
not
like,
covered by his insurance.
He could also not be breathing, like, in an hour.
Yeah, very easily.
Or in a week. It's like, you still killed them. That's still killing them.
Yep.
That's like Batman in all those games where you're, like, beating up thugs and you,
like the,
break
the
their
Arkham
necks.
Games?
Yeah.
Toss them off the side of a train
yeah,
or
you
a building
like,
or something
yeah,
like
kick
that.
Kick them in the fucking back and, like... toss him off a bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Like really tough compound fractures of arms. Where you're like, he's never going to be the same.
No, that's really painful.
But you know who don't do that?
Who?
The Flying Graysons.
What they do is they drop out of mainstream society and they say, you know what? We're going to pursue a life of art and performance. And, you know, it may not be for everyone, but for those people who just like, truly need to get off the grid and like and get off the ground. They spend their time flipping and flying through the air. They're, you know, just living their fucking dream. And then they bring a beautiful little baby boy into the world.
Mm.
And, you know, some people like say like, oh, I don't want to have kids until I achieve, you know, everything I want in my career. They were like, nah, we're just going to make our child part of our career.
Yeah.
He's going to also be a trapeze artist. And, you know, you could say, like, oh, that's, like, kind of, that's a problem because, you know, do you want to force a kid to do something they don't want to do?
But he loves it.
He lives for it.
Yeah.
Being a Flying Grayson is all he ever wanted to do. And the tragedy is it was taken away from him.
Sad.
Yeah. But, you know, he pursues other things. So that's my circus ship, or my Dumbo ship.
That's a I like that. I like that ship a lot.
They remind me a lot of the Wild Thornberries, just how they sort of, like...
Especially because you invented their whole backstory.
Well, I think you're just divining some of their backstory. Like,
I'm
pulling
sort
it
of
from the
ether. Yeah,
yeah.
I'm filling
like it's
in
there.
A lot of gaps. But...
Ryan, did you have a Dumbo
I
ship?
I did. I went really literal on this one.
Okay.
Half of my ship is Dumbo.
Great. Mm-hmm.
Because I was thinking about Dumbo's life, and honestly, I was looking at GIFs and it made me sad because this.
You were sending some of those GIFs around.
I know. Dumbo's life is so freaking sad. So he has no friends.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a mom. Then his mom gets locked up. He's like forced into the circus. They're both forced into the circus.
Oh, is Dumbo born in the wild?
He's born in the circus. But oh. The circus is pretty much prison. Like, it's not, they don't play it like the animals have any hope or life or happiness.
Oh, wow. Okay. Bad circus.
And so,
circus.
And then I think she gets mad. I can't remember exactly how. It might even be Dumbo's
fault. Mom gets mad?
Yeah. And so she gets put into quarantine. So she's literally locked up, like in a prison.
Yeah. I remember, doesn't she like.
She sticks her. Is that what you're thinking of?
Yeah, where she's like trying to stop something from happening to
Dumbo. Yeah, she's trying to protect Dumbo, but she maybe steps on someone.
Yeah. Ooh.
And then, so she gets locked up, and then Dumbo is completely alone. And he's got these big floppy ears, but no one knows what to do with them. I think he tries to fly or something, it doesn't work out.
He gets scared, doesn't believe in himself or something.
There's a bunch of crows who are also a racist stereotype.
Very racist, yeah.
And they're mean, but they're
literally
not
named
just
Jim Crow.
Yeah.
Blackface crows, man.
Blackface crows who are also like cruel to him. So like he doesn't even make friends with the stereotypes. And then eventually and he has like these horrible nightmares that are like too trippy for children.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually he flies the van. So he has just had a very lonely, sad life. It's tough, right? So then I was like, okay. He's also so cute.
He's very cute.
He's a very cute little baby elephant. So I was like, who is cute enough to be with him? Like, and then I thought of another character from a Disney movie who is like, especially as a baby, is like one of the cutest things that ever was made by Disney.
How is he as a teenager?
As he gets older, he's not a teenager. I never see teenage Simba.
Oh, okay.
He's cuter. Okay, no, I would say this is cuter than Simba.
It's
an animal.
Okay.
Right.
So I didn't go human animal. So it's two animals. It's an animal that is cuter than Simba. Maybe maybe the cutest ever is not a main character. It's a side character. It's a best friend.
Oh, is he a fish?
No, he's cuter than a fish.
Can I venture a guess?
Yes.
Is it Baby Bagheera from the Jungle Book?
Cute, but no, this is cuter. I swear. This is like.
Does he wear a little hat and a vest?
Does he talk?
No. Oh. He communicates what he's feeling pretty clearly, but he doesn't use language.
Which is good because Dumbo doesn't talk.
More like, well, if I give you the noise, it would give you the animal. More like,
who is it?
It's Pegasus from Hercules. Do you remember when he was a baby?
He's so cute as a baby.
He's very cute. He's very, very cute.
He looks okay. As like a grown-up, he's just like a good-looking
horse. That's one of those disappointing ones.
No, he's cuter as a baby.
There are sometimes those time skips happen, and you're like, oh, okay, it was fun to have a cute character, and now we don't have it anymore. That's one where it's like, I don't know that I want to watch this movie
anymore. Now, here's the thing about Pegasus. He, by the way, can also fly.
Yeah, they both fly.
They both fly.
That's pretty good.
That's big. Also, he is very protective of Hercules, but he needs to let Hercules go.
Right.
Meanwhile, Dumbo, his whole life, has needed someone who can look out for him and be there for him. So they can work out their issues together. They can fly together. So Dumbo gets adventure, but he also gets the security of someone who's going to look out for him and also has magic. So whatever we need to figure out, Pegasus can help him. So it's Dumbo and Pegasus. And think of how cute their babies would be.
Also, then they can fly away.
I mean, they are both boys, and one's an elephant and one's a Pegasus. But
they have such cute
their
babies.
Their adopted babies would be so cute.
They're going to adopt.
Well, they're from the stork. That's the other thing.
Donkey
Dumbo.
And the dragon's
the Smaug's baby.
No!
Okay. With a little bit of Shrek in
and
there.
Shrek is there.
That's so gross.
Shrek is there just to I wanted to say officiate the adoption, but I don't know if that's what you call it.
Points to Dumbo.
But yeah, so that's my ship.
That's a cute ship.
That's really
cute.
That's cute.
When in their lives are you seeing that? Because like Dumbo's got to grow up a little, right?
Yes, I think Dumbo maybe has an adventure, because I like this. So he has an adventure because he's pretty young at the end of the movie. So he has an adventure where he flies too high, maybe, and sees Pegasus, and they have, like, a hangout day. Then they go their separate ways, because I think Pegasus needs to get through the events of the film Hercules.
Sure, yeah.
And Dumbo needs to grow up, and I think Dumbo needs to, his mom needs to die, I think, so he can leave the circus, because he can't free his mom from the circus.
Right.
And then he, because he can fly away from the circus.
At any time. Yeah.
He can't get his mom out of the circus?
No.
He doesn't have any power. He's so powerless.
Dumbo
except
is a tragedy.
For his ability to fly.
It's really sad.
It's really sad. And it's also about like how you should never work for a business because you'll get exploited.
Yeah. Which is a weird message coming from Disney.
Who else are we supposed to work for?
If not companies?
If not businesses,
I think
even.
You're just supposed to dream. I think that's what I learned.
Just fly.
You can fly.
You can fly.
You can fly.
That's nice. So a heartbroken Dumbo is now mourning the death of his imprisoned mother.
Yeah, I mean, he's okay.
And he runs into this Pegasus who he saw on a fucking magical mountain in the clouds years ago. Mm-hmm. And now is like kind of like, let's fucking...
I think they have adventures for a long time before they become domestic and have the babies. Mm. Like, I think they just like have, they just experience the world. Dumbo sees things he never could even have imagined.
Yeah.
And people, he encounters people who are kind to him and he goes.
Oh, yeah. And the epic poets write, you know, these long stories about Dumbo's deeds.
Oh, that's kind of cute. And then the Vaz singers sing songs about Dumbo.
Yeah, it's definitely Dumbo moves into Pegasus's world, not the Pegasus gets captured by the circus.
I don't think it's muses.
I don't think they're muses, but there's something like
that. Are they not the muses?
They're the oracles,
that sounds right.
No.
No, oracles are the ones who share the eyeball.
They share the eyeball, the crone.
Oh, yeah.
I think they are the muses.
They're a Greek chorus is what they are.
Yeah.
Oh, what's that?
I don't know if there's more literal.
The first thing I said, the Greek chorus thing, the thing that I said immediately.
Oh, here's it. They're the Greek chorus.
Hey, Patrick, you got a ship?
I do. I also went circus.
Okay.
Like Colin did. Mm-hmm. I watched Big Fish this afternoon.
I liked that movie.
It made me cry a lot.
I really liked that movie too, but I hadn't seen it in like 10 years probably.
Same, so I don't know if I really did like it.
Yes, which was my fear, that I was going to put it on and be like, oh, this is... you know, stupid or racist or whatever.
Yeah.
It super holds up. It's still really moving. And like the whole thing about like the father won't stop telling stories and the son like has to learn to appreciate that, like, that's who his dad is. And like, when his dad is dying and he's like, tell me the story of how I die. Yeah. And he's like, Dad, I don't know that story. You never told it to me. Can you tell me how it starts? And his dad can't, and he just like picks it up and he's like, okay, here's what happens when you die. And then it all happens and it's awesome. But my ship from this movie, so Edward Bloom spends some time working at the circus so he can meet the love of his life, Sandra Templeton.
Mm-hmm.
But that is not my ship from this movie. My ship is Edward Bloom and Jenny, the Helena Bonham Carter character, slash the witch eventually, and the little girl that he meets going through the town of Spectre for the first time. Then the way Jenny explains it is that there are only two women in Edward Bloom's life, his wife and every other woman. And so it's everyone that he has a positive effect on, like every bit of the world that he has a magical experience with is Jenny. She's an abstraction.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so like it's basically just me shipping the movie Big Fish.
All right. I need to rewatch it now.
You need to rewatch it.
It like moved me in a way that I wasn't expecting it to. Yeah. I was expecting to be like to remember a cute fun movie.
Yeah.
But it's really good.
Nice.
Kelly, did you have a Dumbo ship?
Yeah, okay, ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so I went with, like, dumb people.
Cool.
All right, so Karen Smith from Mean Girls, she's...
Which one?
The dumb one.
The boobs tell the weather one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She has ESPN.
She grows up, and this is an AU, we're going to say, because timeline-wise it doesn't match up.
Okay.
No, so she grows up.
Her boobs can tell the weather.
Yep.
She gets a job at a local weather station. She
in San Diego?
In San Diego.
Got it.
You know where I'm going.
Oh my God. Yes.
This is good.
I love this.
How old is she at this point?
At this point, she's like 30.
Okay, cool.
So she's like...
This is Amanda Siegfried,
yes.
Correct? Okay, yeah.
Siegfried, yeah. So she starts working at this weather station, and she just keeps saying these like weird, like, you know, non-sequitur type mm-hmm. things, and also just like speaking her mind a lot. And everyone kind of just is either charmed by it for the wrong reasons or just is like, whatever, you're weird.
You can imagine how the boys at the San Diego yes. local broadcast would act around her.
Yes. There's one man who meets her where she is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's a man who loves Lamp, but he also loves Karen.
This is good.
This is Brick Tamlin.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
And they find wonder in everything together.
I think it's funny because, like, that movie is so 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And Mean Girls is so early 2000s. So it's hard to, like, find a place where they meet.
I know.
I could see.
So it's either... AU.
Uh-huh.
Let's put them in space.
Perfect.
Let's put them in the year 2400.
Yeah.
They're in space.
Perfect.
She could also travel back in time. I would be fine with that.
Okay, she accidentally
stumble
touches
into a time machine and not even really realize it, you know?
Okay. Yeah.
And he could too. I mean, either one of them could stumble.
I mean, because she could also be the child of herself and...
Oh.
Some sort of like...
Yeah, I like that.
I am my own grandpa kind of thing.
I think she could be your own mom.
Yeah.
Okay.
She could. Ooh, scary.
So the Mean Girls version... is a weird time travel offspring.
Mm-hmm.
It's a paradox.
Okay.
She went back in time, slept with her father, and made herself.
Gotcha.
And then because of that paradox, she doesn't ever really die. She just relives her life with him over and over again.
Yeah.
So her consciousness travels from like the old version of her to the young version of her when she dies?
And it just keeps looping.
Because it's actually the future and they're in space, but this is a simulation.
Hey, guys!
Two relationships!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.